Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Boss, Binks, thanks for coming to my office.
No problem, Mr. Red.
Yeah, Mr. Red, what's up?
Well, Boss, Binks, there's no easy way to say this, so I think I'm just going to say it. I'm fucking firing your fucking asses.
What? Why?
I think you guys are lame. I don't know. I just don't like you guys, I guess. Do I have to have a reason?
But people think we're cute.
Lots of things are cute. There are animals that are cute, but if you touch them, they will kill you. Cuteness in this stupid town is a dime a dozen. Don't give me cute. Give me real. Give me real, motherfuckers. Give me real.
You're a dick.
I'm sorry, were you waiting for me to say something? I'm not going to argue with you on that.
So what are we going to do?
How are we going to pay rent?
I know, it's fucked. Well, at any rate, Boss Binks, I wish you luck in your future endeavors.
Boss and Binks?
I forgot about this music.
Yeah. Today was a great day. Famous Blake. No, Blake isn't here anymore. Goodbye, Blake.
Famous Blake. Shout out, Famous Blake. Yeah.
Today was an awesome day just because we sort of got back into the swing of doing the show.
It's been crazy. This is, the first time in months.
Yeah. And I've said this earlier. It wasn't something bad happened that we had to walk away or anything. We were literally just this, And this is on Tubi.
Yeah.
Want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
And
lots of news coming for you.
Yes, a lot of stuff. And Apers, my dear producer, fellow filmmaker, fellow runner of Wild 7, the first head of the three-headed Ghidorah, which is April, myself, Silent Chris,
Yep. The
partners, the producing partners here at Wild 7. Apers.
Hello.
Let's just jump right into it.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You were away.
Yeah, so I was away for the last 2 days. It always feels so sad and strange to leave my home, Wild 7 headquarters.
Yeah.
But, we all kind of do things outside of Wild 7 when we have to. And, we don't always stay in office. We're out in the field. I had a gig. Can't really talk about it. It's confidential.
Yeah.
But, it was fun. I was telling you earlier, so you know. I got to be very vague about this.
Okay.
But it was fun. I'll just tell you kind of. We were shooting outside for 2 days straight, on ranches. And look, I don't know if you could see this, but I'm sunburned.
Yeah.
I didn't put enough sunblock on and I was not prepared. When you're filming for 12 hours straight outside, you have to come fully prepared in the right clothing.
We must back up just a little bit. Mm-hmm. On a scale of fame,
yes.
How famous was this person?
I'd say very,
or people,
very,
or
yeah, very famous. And again, I can't say anything at all about this because I signed a very strict NDA.
Okay.
But Yeah, very famous. I was just amazed to be around this level of, you know,
right
talent. It's crazy. It's cool. But, you know,
what does that entail? Like something of that magnitude?
Yeah, just, you know, huge posse. You know what I mean? Like just a team of people that are constantly kind of like around this person or people. And it's just cool to see like the level of the scope of things, like when you're dealing with this kind of like magnitude.
What was your position?
So I was a second AD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so second assistant director. I deal with essentially talent and assisting the AD, you know, with the set management. And
did you have to bring people to set and stuff like that?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, so as a second AD, like, you know, which a lot of you might know, some of you who aren't in film, you know, essentially you have your first AD who is, you know, I also AD and I produce. But whenever you're in the AD department, you're essentially just making sure the set runs. The AD is like the boss of the set, mm-hmm. after like the production manager. But they're like running the set. They're like calling the shots and making sure things are constantly running. And just like this AD was like awesome and just on top of everything. And you're assisting them and just making sure that, you know, you're keeping the schedule going right. And mostly I work with talent. So whenever I second AD, I get them in the makeup chair. I make sure that they're, you know, on time, they're on set at the right time. So, if, you know, so-and-so is scheduled to be on set by 10 a.m. or first shot at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's my job to make sure that like I'm speaking to like the makeup team and the vanities team and,
right.
You know, just like, all right, how long? It's, you know, it's a stressful job sometimes, but you know, it's really fun if you have the right people around.
Do you ever do this? Can you do that? Like,
chop, chop.
Yeah.
No. I try to be really nice, which I feel like is the reason I get rehired and stuff. Mm. Cause you know, you can have like assholes that are like, you know, ADing
really?
Or second ADing, you know what I mean? It's like, and especially with makeup teams and stuff like that, like they probably get so tired of the second ADs, like telling them to hurry up because our teams are often, not appreciated.
Right.
Makeup and production designers and stuff like that. You know, I think obviously camera teams and everyone else, like, which they deserve the respect that they do, but of course they get priority, but you know, art teams are often kind of like a secondary thing.
Right.
And they just, you know, so
yeah.
They're already kind of getting that.
Where was all this?
Well, I don't want to say too much, but, it was outdoors. Mm-hmm. And I got sunburned, but I had to drive far. It was an outdoor. Yeah. I don't know how much I want to say.
What time did you have to wake up?
Yeah. So the first day I was up by like 4 o'clock in the morning. I was on the road by like 4:30. Mm-hmm. I had to be on set by 6:30 and I live a little far. I'll just say it's in the valley. Mm. But the second day was actually like way far. Like they actually paid us to go outside of the LA zone, mm-hmm. which just, you know, it just means that you're.
Could you explain the zone? Some people out here don't.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah. So I'm not like, again, not super familiar. I just know that, you know, if you work in LA or if you live in LA, you work in LA, like you don't get paid for mileage or anything like that. I don't live in LA technically, but I get hired as a local and I agree to that. So like whatever. Yeah. But if you are asked to work somewhere outside of the LA zone, which is just like, there's like a radius of what LA entails. So if, you know, we're filming 30 miles outside that zone, then they'll reimburse you for those 30 miles. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Or 100 miles or right. however like far it is.
Right.
So yeah, it was cool. It was cool. But I definitely missed it. I had a nice little experience. I got to ride a bike and like, no? You know, down a hill.
Wait,
yeah.
Why did you ride a bike?
It was like a prop, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so we had to like take it back to another location, but it was like this huge outdoor location. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the bike to the other location. And I was just like biking down the hill and it was fun. I haven't ridden a bike in forever. And yeah, it was cool. You know, got to like, it was basically 12 to 13 hour days plus the driving. And the driving would take like either 3 hours total or 4 hours, 5 hours total, depending, you know, where you're coming from. Oh. So it was like long days, you know. So, you know, being on set it can be brutal.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah. And then it's nice to come back to the office and
where you are the queen.
You know, be on my throne, you know, yeah. not having to be outside and stuff like that.
Speaking of which, I would like to gift something. Now, everyone out there in podcast land, YouTube land, I'd like to hold this up, April. So I think mm-hmm. we should advertise our work. The What's Debbie that? And the Devil Blu-ray. I think if you don't know about this movie, you should check it out.
And if you don't know about this movie, you have not been listening to this podcast.
You haven't been listening to cinema and the culture and the new voices in cinema.
You've been talking about this movie. I was actually looking at old podcasts from like, not even from the Wild 7 podcast.
Right.
I think it was from like your other
The Nas Red.
The Nas Red podcast, which was like ages ago.
Yeah.
And you were talking about the first time that you were doing Debbie.
Yeah.
Years ago. And it's crazy. So yeah, hopefully you guys know what Debbie and the Devil is. But if you don't, this man right here directed, wrote, animated, and starred in this movie.
And this queen produced it.
Yeah. And we've been working on it for what? Over 3 years, almost 4 years, depending on how you look at it. But
yeah. I mean, since we started, it's almost been 5 years. But I mean, we've finished it for some time.
Yeah.
And stuff. And listen, if you cannot afford to go to Amazon and get
yourself a beautiful Blu-ray.
Beautiful Blu-ray with extra features. What extra features does this have?
Yeah. So if you don't mind, I could take it.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, my eyes are.
You know, so we actually designed this together. I put together all these assets and stuff. And like, look how beautiful. So, okay, we have our star here on the cover with blood splatter. And we got really cool imagery on the back featuring a lot of our awesome, you know, talent.
Wait, now, April, are those stills from the film?
They sure are.
Oh, my God.
You see these little cartoons? There's animation in this thing? Like, it's crazy, right? Like, what is this movie? You know, so, and then we also have a quote from Horror Buzz, which I'm sure you've heard. But if not, it's a wild, freaky, gory poke in the eye that delivers comedy and carnage in one hit.
Yes.
That was a actual quote from horrorbuzz.com.
Yeah, thank you, horrorbuzz.com.
You know, and, you know, featuring all these cool, cool people. But the bonus features inside of this Blu-ray are, you know, we have deleted scenes, never before seen deleted scenes. We have all the trailers. We have a featurette, the first featurette that we ever made with, you know, like kind of interviews and like just kind of a little bit about the movie. There's Spanish subtitles. So if there's any Spanish speakers out there, friends and family in Mexico and any of our fans in Argentina or wherever you are, there are Spanish subtitles.
Yes.
So really, really cool. English captions, obviously. What else? Oh, we have chapters just like every other Blu-ray. So, you know, you can skip through all the chapters.
And they're named cool things.
Yeah, they are. Right. It was actually a lot of fun making that.
I liked looking at
chapter.
Them.
Like, yeah. Am I missing anything else? Is it trailers? Yeah, and then the home screen.
You may be asking yourself, when is a director, producer, commentary, actor, cast commentary coming? That will be coming in the next edition of a special crazy double disc lunchbox kind of deal.
Yeah, maybe something. 5 years from now.
Maybe 5 years.
Maybe
or
10.
Or
we'll see.
It depends.
But yeah, we're really proud of it. And if you like to collect Blu-rays and cool memorabilia, I guess you can call this. I don't know. It's added to your collection. Blu-rays are not dead.
No,
like
no. The market is actually alive and well. And, you know, I've been goofing off all day. But real talk, it's interesting for us, all of this. The act of putting out this film ourselves. I mean, what have you sort of learned in this process?
So much to put into like one little snippet here. But, I mean, first of all, how to distribute a Blu-ray. Yeah. That was a huge learning curve. Also, how to distribute and self-distribute and, you know, put on our own premiere and market it and, you know, partner with other people like influencers or other people to help promote our movie. And it's just been, you know, really cool experience. And we're finally at the end of the side of the movie making where it's like fun. I mean, it's all fun, obviously. We love it. We wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't fun. But it's not the like super stressful part of like, what's going to happen to our movie? Like, how do we make this? Like, how do we find the money to make this movie? It's like a different stage that's like fun.
It's,
you know,
like
it's a forever process.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I mean, the thing is like when we were making it, man, I mean, I don't know what pulled us through ultimately, but we all just had the faith.
Right.
And we had the faith in ourselves and we had the faith in
our project. Some people call it faith. Some people call it like the stupidity, honestly.
Right, right. I mean, that's real talk.
Right?
I mean, the thing is, if you're young enough to make a movie and you're stupid enough to not see your limitations, go do that.
I remember this. I think we talked about this before, but I think it was a Guillermo del Toro quote. It's like, or someone, I forgot who it was, but it was like, if you want to make movies, you can't be like the brightest person in the world, which I don't think that's actually true. Cause look at like fucking James Cameron. He's like scientist smart. Like.
Right.
But, and then we are very smart here at Wild 7 Studios.
I'm smarter than James Cameron.
But no, I think he's just saying like, you have to be a little bit like crazy to think that you can make something like this.
Yeah.
To be great or to do things that are great or specifically in this industry, you got to be either a little ballsy or a little stupid, honestly.
Yeah. And but, I think,
we encompass a little bit of both.
Well, I think I got plenty of stupid. But,
oh yeah,
you know,
me too.
Yeah. Hey, well.
But hey, it's gotten us places.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. So, Queen, I just wanted to take this opportunity to when I say, if I say like, oh, I want to thank you for something, that's like trite. It's not enough. It doesn't accurately describe the thing, because it's like, how do you tell? And I'm not even saying this as hyperbole and trying to make like a Mr. Red exaggeration mm-hmm. joke. It's like, how do you tell your own mother that like your
mother of dragons?
Yeah. Like
I'm trying to wink. Sorry, yeah, that was awful.
No, that was great. Hey, wink. Hey, zing. She'll be here all
week. I gotta practice.
Yeah. No, you're great. how do I tell my own mom? Like, mom, how do I describe my life and how I appreciate the life that you gave me? And for me, this is all my life. And Debbie was a part of my life, and now it's out there and mm-hmm. stuff. And we are doing more. And I'm producing now mm-hmm. and stuff, and I'm learning that trade as, you know, with from studying you. And you have really truly built this world.
We built it.
But
I appreciate that. But we all work really hard.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And the thing is, what you also brought from when we met at Habitat Coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, since then, with Chris, your sister Ashley, mm-hmm. Alexa, the mm-hmm. Nightshade, every member of crew that we've been lucky enough to work with. You know, we've mentioned Lucas Potassi a bunch of times mm-hmm. and stuff. And one of the things that I'm always just completely 100% grateful for is for him connecting us all. And now we have this wonderful world.
Me too. Yeah.
You know, we have this wonderful world and we're in business. And Wild 7 is thriving. It's doing its thing. And every day more people know about us and more people discover us and stuff.
Yeah,
And that's wonderful.
Have you talked about that yet? Like your fan and your views?
Yeah. There was a gentleman that does a podcast, which I mentioned it on the previous one. I said, we're reaching out to him to send him a swag bag. And also, you know, just thank you, dude. But mm-hmm. he changed the name of his podcast to I'm a Geek and Ho. And so to the I'm a Geek and Ho podcast, thank you so much for giving Debbie and the Devil a positive review. Please when we get into touch with you, please give us your Addy. We'd love to send you a little swag bag of appreciation. And anybody that shows us love out and about in the social world, we'll show you a little bit of love back. I can't say you'll always get a swag bag, but you'll get something.
We try our best.
You'll get an attaboy. That's good.
Attagirl.
Attagirl. That's good. Hey, that's
right?
Good. Yeah.
No, it's really cool to see people like finding out about Debbie, people that we've never even talked to, like people that we discover have even seen this movie.
Yeah.
Like, so I know you were going to say earlier, I kind of cut you off, but... have you announced the Tupi thing on a different show?
I did.
Okay.
If you cannot.
But we will do it again.
Right. I mean, dude, we cannot announce it enough. If you can't afford the Blu-ray, which I understand, times are tough. It's $19.99. It's not that expensive, but still. Yeah. The movie's on Tubi. You could watch it for free.
Yeah.
With commercials.
Right, exactly. So if you don't know about Tubi, you can download it on most devices like Apple TV or, Fire Stick, all of those. Most of them. Just download the app and it's free with ads. Tubi's actually really cool because there's so many movies on there. You just have to, it's basically like TV. You just have to watch with ads and commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it helps us out and
boy, does
you can
it
watch
ever.
It for free.
I love commercials.
It's great. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if we've talked about this. Maybe we have, but, you know, this movie is a candy horror movie, and we've been kind of talking about that more and more lately.
In fact, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about candy horror.
Okay.
And cool. Okay, let's take a little break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.
Watch my movie, Debbie and the Devil, for free on Tubi. It has blood and...
So we're back. Hello, hello.
Hi.
We're back after these messages. Candy horror. What is candy horror?
Great question. You know, you probably say it better than I do, but it is essentially like horror or goriness, darkness mixed with sweetness.
Yeah.
I don't know. How would you describe it?
I would describe it, and it sort of became clear to me as we made Debbie and stuff, and I sort of realized what we were doing. It's sweetness and terror mm-hmm. coming at you at the same time sometimes, mm-hmm. or coming at you one after another.
A good example, if you remember this, if you're of the era, is Happy Tree Friends, which I grew up with.
Yeah.
I used to love that so much.
Yeah.
Because it's got these cute little animation, like animals, like bunnies. Looks like a Disney movie, kind of. And then they just all start going crazy and killing each other.
Yeah.
It's bloody. There's bones breaking. Flesh everywhere, and it's sweet, but it's, you know, gruesome.
In fact, I would say, and as original as we are, I think if you were to pinpoint a early iteration of mm-hmm. this phenomenon that we've created yeah. called candy horror, that's a seed of it, I would mm-hmm. say. Because yeah. I remember that, too.
Right, I
was in my 20s when that came out.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Right, there's not a whole lot, maybe more now, but... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So coined here. And, you know, so this movie is really cool because you can watch it in sections if you want to. Like, someone actually reached out to us and let us know that they were watching this in parts. And they're like, yeah, I'm 2/3 of the way done with this movie. It's great.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm busy. So, like, I like to watch things in chunks.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is the perfect movie. Ooh, we got ambulance outside. Mm. Sorry if you can't hear. I just messed that up then.
Yeah,
but,
no worries.
You know. Hey. But, yeah, so there's, like, sections. You know, there's three interconnected stories, as you guys know. So it's great. It's a great kind of chapter book.
Yeah.
Kind of,
right? And the thing is, like, the guy on the I'm a Geek and Ho podcast, he gave it a 10 out of 10 out of 10. And I'm just, I love this guy.
Oh, so cool. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the coolest guy. We really want to get in touch with him.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so we're in heaven out here in Wild 7.
And I mean, we really are. And the thing is, look, I'm going to be doing the show. And I'm going to be having fun and hopefully entertaining you guys and stuff. But I'm kind of try not to be too much of a happy jagoff because I've heard when you live your dreams, you really should keep it to yourself. You know what I mean? And just live by example and not be like, I'm happy. It's hard out here for people. And the thing is, we're just here to make people have fun and stuff like that.
I think
that.
We just try to be grateful because, like, obviously not every day is a cake, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
But yeah. Yeah.
We try to be positive.
Sometimes it sucks.
Yeah.
No, actually, it never sucks.
I mean,
it's always fun here.
There's a lot of tedious things we
gotta
do. Then,
tedious stuff, sure. But I'm with it. I mean, if tedium is the price to pay for living the revolution that we're leading, so be it.
Yeah.
Compa, I present this to you, the queen. It is a mug. I don't know what it does.
That's so cute.
It's a mug. Yeah. Okay. It's a mug that says witch please.
I love this. I've always wanted something like this.
Yeah.
A witch please.
Right. Well, I got two and I got one for Ashley and you. And in honor of you.
This is awesome. I actually don't have one of these.
Oh, yeah. Well, what is it?
Well, I mean, it's good for like soups.
Oh.
Or any kind of hot drinks. And you want to keep it like with a lid on.
I see. So then what's the timer?
I don't know. I've never used one of these before.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's for the microwave. I don't know. I'm an idiot. I'm not sure. I've never. It says steam vent and freshness. Oh. Wait, what? It says steam vent and freshness state.
Oh, okay.
Somehow you can use this to maybe set like almost like a timer where it's like it's fresh at this time and then it's not at this time. I don't know.
See, for those of you in podcast land, I got her a cup that has a timer on it or something, but I really don't know what it is.
Oh, it's called a super mug, spelled S-O-U-P-E-R.
Do you know why?
I love that. For my witch's brew.
You are a superwoman.
I love that.
Yes, 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 yes.
Superwoman.
And that is, it. You know, I have these, should we?
What's that?
Well, okay, here's the thing. I want to see if any of, you know, that idiot stuff is still in here.
Oh, no.
Do you want to not play or do you want to just kind of?
It depends. It depends. We haven't, you know what? Let's tease it.
Yeah, okay.
There's something in these.
There's something in this mixer because we got to re-talk about it sort of.
Yeah.
You know.
Because we haven't released.
We haven't released it. Listen, okay. I teased once that we were going to really rip into someone that did us wrong and it was karma and it was completely justified.
Yeah. Well, and just talk our truth.
Speak our truth.
Yeah.
Exactly. And when I say rip in, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Like just speak the truth of
and,
what
and
we
tell our side of the story, essentially, of something that happened during the making of this movie.
Yeah. And but, we did.
Yeah.
But we put it aside.
But we'll save it because actually we're working on something right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll keep that vague too. But
yeah. And the thing is.
Yeah. Once we're close to the end with that thing, we'll announce it and you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We have juicy stuff coming.
And look, sometimes I can be really mean and I can be really vicious towards people. And look, I am a filmmaker, not Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? I'm not an angel. I'm just me.
Yeah.
Apers. Thank you for the, needed a producer chat.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
I'm always here. You know, it's good to be back.
Give away the plugs.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can follow me at on Instagram at April Directs. D-I-R-E-C-T-S. Also on TikTok, if anybody's on TikTok. And you can follow Debbie and the Devil on Instagram, Debbie and the Devil, and Wild 7 Studios with the number 7.
Yes, and also you can follow me on Instagram at Mr.NozRed. Follow me on Twitter at Mr.NozRed. And keep up with Debbie. Check it out. Show your friends.
Yes.
Check out Amigas.
Yeah, Amigas. Also follow Amigas on Instagram. It's at Amigas, the series, I believe. We're actually going to be coming out with a podcast because we're going to be dropping that. We're going to start actually recording that very soon, next week.
Nice.
So keep an eye out for an Amigas podcast series. We're going to be talking about the making of Amigas, the inspiration. To all my Latinos out there, you know, this one's for you. And it's just anybody that loves telenovelas, anybody that loves the making of, the behind the scenes, anything like that, filmmaking in general. We're going to be talking about all that stuff. So.
Yes. And I'm very excited to be, our crew is going to be shooting in October.
Yeah.
Doing some stuff and stuff. So I'm
gonna
excited.
Going to be back in production. It feels really good. Fall is my favorite time of the year.
Yes.
For many reasons, but especially Halloween and just the weather. Yeah. And the fact that we're just always very busy around this.
Yeah. And it's good to have you back, you know?
Yeah.
You know what's funny about this song and this part of the show?
What?
I just keep it running.
Yeah.
And people, we just talk like, oh, yeah. Right. Okay, keep it going.
How long is
this
song?
The song is pretty long. It's.
So
it's,
you don't really have to wait for it to end?
Not really. I could just fade it out and just go like, you know.
I was listening to an episode the other day and I was like, all right, I think it's going to end soon. And it's like, it was like 2 whole minutes or 3 minutes or something. Yeah.
I started rapping or doing a song like, my name's Nazra. And then it ended. And I was like, oh, well, okay.
That's funny.
All right. Well, what a day.
But cheers.
Cheers.
Great podcast. Good to be back.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, guys. And boy, oh, boy, I just have to say, did I unload on Ashley?
Oh, I can't wait to listen to all these.
Right,
I wasn't in the room.
Right. Yeah,
also, one thing, like I think you probably mentioned it already, but this is on YouTube. You know, obviously we're filming it. So if you're seeing it, you know. But if you're listening to it, We are also on YouTube, so if you want to see what we're doing, you want to see what we look like,
yeah,
we're on YouTube. Follow us. Subscribe to Wild 7 Studios on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
And if you're on YouTube, make sure you check us out on the audio version on Spotify. Give us some love. We love all the likes, the subscribes, the following, the comments, yeah, interactions. We want to know that people are watching and,
yeah,
you know, it encourages us.
Thank you. Have a good one. See
Bye.
You. Bye.
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, cool,
or attending one live,
no!
You can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.